Track 1.1. Lesson 1.1. Listening. Exercise B.
Hello, welcome to the TechCast. I'm Jackson, and this is my big sister, Olivia.
Hello. In this week's podcast, we're looking at phones. Or rather, we're not looking at our phones for a whole week.
Yes, that's right. Our experiment runs for 7 days. We started on Monday, and today's Thursday, so we're halfway through it.
Exactly. And instead of our phones, we're both carrying around one of these voice recorders all week, so we can record our experiences. And it's been quite a week. I arranged to meet Jackson outside the university on Monday afternoon. But it didn't really work, did it, Jackson?
No, sorry. Let's listen to our recordings from earlier in the week.
Track 1.2. Lesson 1.1. Listening. Exercise D.
Hi, Olivia here. It's 4:20 on Monday afternoon and I'm waiting for Jackson. We arranged to meet here, outside the university, at 4 o'clock. But I can't see him and it's starting to rain. So it looks like he isn't coming and I'm not sure what to do. I can't call him because I haven't got my phone. Okay, I know. I'll go and wait in that cake shop over there. At least I'll stay dry and I'll be able to see Jackson through the window when he arrives.
Hi, this is Jackson. It's Monday afternoon and I'm late meeting Olivia, I think. I don't actually know the time because I never wear a watch. I always use the clock on my phone. Anyway, I missed my bus and I couldn't check the time of the next one. The timetables are all online now. So I decided to walk. But then I got lost because I didn't have a map. I usually use the map on my phone. And I couldn't call Olivia to tell her I'd be late. And now it's raining. Okay. So I'm just arriving at the university now and I'm looking for Olivia, but I can't see her. Now I don't know what to do.
Excuse me, are you looking for Olivia?
Yes. Why?
Hi, I'm Sebastian. I'm a student at the university here. I listen to your podcast every week and I watch all your videos. I love them.
Really? Wow, thanks. But how do you know I'm looking for Olivia?
I spotted her here a few minutes ago. I recognized her from your videos. She went into that cake shop over there.
Oh, excellent. Thank you so much. Look, do you want to come and join us? I'll buy you a cake to say thank you and you can tell us what you think of our podcast.
Yeah, that sounds like a great idea. Thanks a lot.
Track 1.3. Lesson 1.1. Listening. Exercise E.
Hi, me again. It's 11:15 on Tuesday morning and yes, I'm waiting for Jackson again. He's 15 minutes late again, but it's okay because we arranged a plan B. What to do if something goes wrong. So I'm enjoying a nice open-air concert in the park right now by a really cool band. Maybe you can hear the music in the background. Our new friend Sebastian told us about the concert yesterday. He plays the guitar in the band and he sounds really good. It's strange because all the other people in the audience are filming the concert on their mobile phones. But I think they're missing half the fun. I'm just listening and enjoying it, and it's much better. In fact, I think I'll stop recording now so I can listen.
Hi, it's Tuesday morning and I'm late for a meeting with Olivia again. But it's okay because we discussed where she'll be at 11, 11:30, 12 o'clock and 12:30. And yes, I'm wearing a watch today. An old one from when I was a teenager. It doesn't look great, but it's good for telling the time. Anyway, today I decided to walk the same way I came yesterday. So I checked a map before I left home. I wanted to come back to this part of town because I noticed that the buildings are really beautiful and interesting. I don't normally look at the buildings around me. I usually just stare at my phone. But it's really nice to look around and think about where I am and how to get to the park from here. So I'm not exactly lost again. I'm just exploring the city a bit more than usual.
Track 1.4, Lesson 1.1, Listening, Exercise F.
Hello again. So, as I said, it's now Thursday and we're halfway through our experiment. How's it going for you, Jackson?
Surprisingly well. I mean, I think I'm seeing a lot more than usual. Now I'm looking at the real world, not my phone all the time.
Yeah, me too. I really enjoyed watching all the people outside the university on Monday. So, what about those amazing buildings? Did you take any pictures?
No, because I didn't have my phone. But I can tell you about them if you want.
Wow! You usually just show me your pictures. You see? We're talking more than before, too. Our experiment is working. So, tell me about those buildings.
Track 1.5. Lesson 1.1. Listening. Exercise G.
Hello, welcome to the TechCast. I'm Jackson, and this is my big sister, Olivia.
Hello! In this week's podcast, we're looking at phones. Or rather, we're not looking at our phones for a whole week.
Yes, that's right. Our experiment runs for 7 days. We started on Monday, and today's Thursday, so we're halfway through it.
Exactly. And instead of our phones, we're both carrying around one of these voice recorders all week, so we can record our experiences. And it's been quite a week. I arranged to meet Jackson outside the university on Monday afternoon. But it didn't really work, did it, Jackson?
No, sorry. Let's listen to our recordings from earlier in the week.
Hi, Olivia here. It's 4:20 on Monday afternoon and I'm waiting for Jackson. We arranged to meet here, outside the university, at 4 o'clock. But I can't see him and it's starting to rain. So it looks like he isn't coming and I'm not sure what to do. I can't call him because I haven't got my phone. Okay, I know. I'll go and wait in that cake shop over there. At least I'll stay dry, and I'll be able to see Jackson through the window when he arrives.
Hi, this is Jackson. It's Monday afternoon, and I'm late meeting Olivia, I think. I don't actually know the time, because I never wear a watch. I always use the clock on my phone. Anyway, I missed my bus and I couldn't check the time of the next one. The timetables are all online now. So I decided to walk. But then I got lost because I didn't have a map. I usually use the map on my phone. And I couldn't call Olivia to tell her I'd be late. And now it's raining. Okay. So, I'm just arriving at the university now, and I'm looking for Olivia, but I can't see her. Now I don't know what to do.
Excuse me, are you looking for Olivia?
Yes. Why?
Hi, I'm Sebastian. I'm a student at the university here. I listen to your podcast every week, and I watch all your videos. I love them.
Really? Wow, thanks. But how do you know I'm looking for Olivia?
I spotted her here a few minutes ago. I recognized her from your videos. She went into that cake shop over there.
Oh, excellent. Thank you so much. Look, do you want to come and join us? I'll buy you a cake to say thank you, and you can tell us what you think of our podcast.
Yeah, that sounds like a great idea. Thanks a lot.
Hi, me again. It's 11:15 on Tuesday morning, and yes, I'm waiting for Jackson again. He's 15 minutes late again, but it's okay because we arranged a plan B. What to do if something goes wrong. So I'm enjoying a nice open-air concert in the park right now by a really cool band. Maybe you can hear the music in the background. Our new friend Sebastian told us about the concert yesterday. He plays the guitar in the band and he sounds really good. It's strange because all the other people in the audience are filming the concert on their mobile phones. But I think they're missing half the fun. I'm just listening and enjoying it, and it's much better. In fact, I think I'll stop recording now so I can listen.
Hi, it's Tuesday morning and I'm late for a meeting with Olivia again. But it's okay, because we discussed where she'll be at 11, 11:30, 12 o'clock and 12:30. And yes, I'm wearing a watch today. An old one from when I was a teenager. It doesn't look great, but it's good for telling the time. Anyway, today I decided to walk the same way I came yesterday. So I checked a map before I left home. I wanted to come back to this part of town because I noticed that the buildings are really beautiful and interesting. I don't normally look at the buildings around me. I usually just stare at my phone, but it's really nice to look around and think about where I am and how to get to the park from here. So I'm not exactly lost again. I'm just exploring the city a bit more than usual.
Hello again. So, as I said, it's now Thursday and we're halfway through our experiment. How's it going for you, Jackson?
Surprisingly well. I mean, I think I'm seeing a lot more than usual. Now I'm looking at the real world, not my phone all the time.
Yeah, me too. I really enjoyed watching all the people outside the university on Monday. So, what about those amazing buildings? Did you take any pictures?
No, because I didn't have my phone. But I can tell you about them if you want.
Wow! You usually just show me your pictures. You see? We're talking more than before, too. Our experiment is working. So, tell me about those buildings.
1.6. Lesson 1.1. Vocabulary. Exercise A. 1.
In this week's podcast, we're looking at phones.
2.
It looks like he isn't coming, and I'm not sure what to do.
3.
I'm looking for Olivia, but I can't see her.
4.
I listen to your podcast every week, and I watch all your videos.
5.
Yeah, that sounds like a great idea. Thanks a lot.
6.
Maybe you can hear the music in the background.
7.
He plays the guitar in the band, and he sounds really good.
8.
It doesn't look great, but it's good for telling the time.
Track 1.7. Lesson 1.1. Pronunciation. Exercise A. 1.
We're not looking at our phones for a whole week.
2.
We arranged to meet here, outside the university, at 4 o'clock.
3.
It's Monday afternoon and I'm late meeting Olivia.
4.
I'll buy you a cake to say thank you, and you can tell us what you think of our podcasts.
5.
Yes, I'm wearing a watch today, an old one from when I was a teenager.
Track 1.8. Lesson 1.2. Listening. Exercises B and C.
Hey, Juan. I'm writing a blog post for our website. I thought it might be nice to interview you. Can I ask you a few questions?
Yes, of course. Go ahead. But why do you want to talk to me? What do you want to talk about?
Well, I hear you've just got back from a trip across Europe. It'd be nice to hear about your experiences of using English during your trip.
Oh, right. Yes, no problem.
Great. I'll just turn on my microphone. Okay, so thanks, Juan, for agreeing to talk to me today about your recent trip to Europe. Which countries did you visit?
Well, I started in Russia, and then I traveled through Belarus, Poland, Germany, the Netherlands, and England. It was a long journey, but I met a lot of great people, and I had some amazing conversations. It was a good way to practice my English.
Yes, I'm sure it was. It sounds like a great way of practicing. Was it hard to communicate in English?
No. Actually, I found it really easy to communicate all the way from Russia to the Netherlands. But when I got to England, well, it was terrible.
Really? What happened in England?
Everybody spoke so fast, and they used really strange words and phrases, lots of idioms that I'd never heard before. Plus, the people had very strong accents, so I couldn't understand very much at all.
Oh, no. So what did you do?
I just asked people to slow down. Can you say that again, please? Could you speak slowly, please? And so on.
And did that help?
Yes. I mean, the people were very nice, and they were happy to talk to me, but they speak very strange English. I guess it's because English is changing all the time.
Really? How is English changing? Can you give me an example?
Yes, of course. When I was in London, I heard many people speaking a new variety of English called MLE, Multicultural London English. It's becoming extremely popular.
Really? I've never heard of it. Who uses MLE?
Mostly young people in London.
So how is MLE different from normal English?
Well, it's mostly a question of pronunciation, but there are also grammar differences. For example, in MLE, they don't say you were. They say you was, I was, you was, he was, she was, we was, they was. And then in negative sentences, it's I weren't, you weren't, he weren't, she weren't, and so on.
What? That's terrible. But isn't that a mistake?
Well, it isn't standard English, of course. But millions of people speak like that, so how can it be wrong?
What do you mean by standard English?
Well, standard English is the form they use in books and newspapers. It's a kind of cleaned-up version of English. But it isn't the only form of English, and most native speakers don't speak standard English, at least not all the time. There are hundreds of other forms of English all over the world, like Jamaican English, Nigerian English, Indian English, and so on. They're all different, but I think that's really cool.
Okay, but isn't it just a question of good English and bad English? Surely standard English is better, isn't it?
No, I don't think so. Standard doesn't always mean the best. When I traveled by train across Europe, I went by standard class, not first class. And I think standard English is like standard class in a train. Simple and basic, but a bit boring. I think non-standard English is much more interesting.
So are you saying we need to learn non-standard English?
No, not at all. Standard English is perfect for international communication. As I say, standard English worked well for me all the way from Russia to the Netherlands. I only had a problem when I got to England. So it depends what you need English for. I think for most learners of English around the world, it's better to learn standard English. We don't need to speak like native speakers. In fact, as I learned on my trip, it's often better when we don't speak like native speakers.
Wow. Yes, I see what you mean. And I certainly agree with you on that last point. Okay, so thanks a lot for that interview, Juan. You've given me lots to think about and to write about on the blog.
1.9. Lesson 1.2. Grammar, Exercise A. 1.
Can I ask you a few questions?
2.
Which countries did you visit?
3.
What happened in England?
4.
How is English changing?
5.
Who uses MLE?
6.
What do you mean by standard English?
7.
So, are you saying we need to learn non-standard English?
Track 1.10. Lesson 1.2. Pronunciation. Exercise A. 1.
Why do you want to talk to me? What do you want to talk about?
2.
Why do you want to talk to me? What do you want to talk about?
Track 1.11. Lesson 1.2. Pronunciation. Exercise C.
What do you think?
What do you think?
Do you want to talk about it?
Do you want to talk about it?
Where did you go?
Where did you go?
Why did you say that?
Why did you say that?
Track 1.12. Lesson 1.3. Pronunciation. Exercise A. 1.
Can you lend me some clothes?
2.
Can I help you with that?
Track 1.13. Lesson 1.3. Pronunciation. Exercise B. 1.
Could you help me out?
2.
Would you mind giving me a hand?
3.
Do you need any help?
4.
Shall I give you a hand?